April 8, 2024, Swap for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Swap for Pedro show. Happy Monday. Happy Eclipse Day. 12 minutes supposed to be the peak here, but it's only a partial, and it's too fucking bright. I ain't gonna look. I ain't gonna burn my eyes out. In fact, I'm glad to be able to be doing a Watt for Pedro show edition right here with an old friend. We started off with Bye Bye Blackbird. This is an excerpt from John Coltrane Live, November 22, 1962. And then we had Fred's New Prodge, Red Largo, Exodus Transmission 2. And because of those Skype inventors from Estonia, I got Fred Berlin. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Again, Brother Fred.
Thank you, Mike.
I want to know the whole story now. Well, first, I should. You guys got a little better eclipse, right?
Yeah, here it's here's the kind of April weather, springtime now. So it's one day is hot.
No, I'm
one
talking
day
eclipse
cold.
When the moon
eclipse.
Gets in front of the sun.
Yeah. That I haven't seen, man.
Well, you guys, I think it was better. I don't know what part of Germany, but it was better. Like over here, it was only good. Like Texas and that stuff, Michigan,
wow.
And you know, in the middle of the country.
No, I've been so stuck in the studio here, so I have sadly missed.
So you have no idea. Okay, that's all right.
Exactly.
That's all right. That's all right. It's only a once in every 20, 30, 50 million year thing. I want to know the whole story about fucking your Red Largo project.
Yeah. So basically, it started with a Fiat. Well, it started with the Kimbo McKessner, you know, the project I have with Sonia Kessner that we have done 3 albums with. And on the last album, we did both Andreas Dorman on bass clarinet and Chris Farr, a countryman of yours, on drums. They were playing with us on that album, Anthropos, that we did. And then they sort of became the live band for that project. And then Sonia got funding for a kind of interdisciplinary theater, performing arts, film and music, a theater show with extras, you could say. And then we asked Andreas and Chris to develop the music with us for that. And we realized that this music became something kind of its own animal, a new beast. And we recorded the music for this theater project, and then some people heard this and said, you need to release that. That shouldn't just be for the theater, you know. So then I worked more in my studio on the album, and then we came up with the name Red Largo for the band. And now the album is out, transmitting.
when this thing came about, you know, getting going for, you know, before it was repurposed, how long ago was this?
We started writing this music in October, November 22, maybe. And the theater performance was in March last year, so just over a year ago.
Okay.
So we recorded everything at, you know, Candy Bomber Studio here in Berlin with Ingo Kraus.
Ingo,
been there,
of course.
Yeah.
Good friend of Larry.
Yeah, and he's great. His studio's, I've recorded there and many other
Tempelhof.
Projects. And it's just, yeah, exactly. In the old CIA
airport. Well, yeah, CIA, but also it helped with the airlift too.
Yeah, exactly. And the Candy Bomber, I think that Ingo named the studio after, that was the American, an American pilot who threw down sweets for the children.
Yeah,
the
one
plane.
Of the planes. Yeah, that was used. They used every, you know, it was kind of a Dunkirk, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it was like a plane every 30 seconds at the most.
Right, and they were all kinds of different kinds of planes, too.
Yeah, and actually when we recorded, 2 of those planes were in the hangar just below the studio, so some museum had lent them there temporarily, so it was actually 2 of those big old American planes standing just under.
And the other trippy thing is Ingo, for equipment, he's got a lot of DDR stuff.
Yeah, so his studio's kind of a treasure trove of German recording technology, I would say. Like, he has the old, also this old desk from the 1950s from the Deutsche Grammophon, this classical label.
Right.
That we use preamps from also on the recordings now. It's a fine studio.
He's got a real old
man.
Desk, a couple old desks, really.
Yeah.
And, pretty amazing. And also him. I dig him much. He's a bass man, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so he has a good collection of basses there, too.
Yeah. And, a couple of editions ago, I played. He made a compilation with Larry of all kinds of people who recorded there.
Like, oh, yeah.
Candy Bomber Sessions. Yeah, and I played
a bunch. It's a friend of mine who put that out, actually, on a friend of mine's record label.
Is that right? Okay. Small world. But it, really good stuff, and I know Larry was involved with all that stuff, and of course Ingo was. And, you know, these tribute 7-inches me and Larry have been doing to the Stooges. Ingo's been the man who make a lot of that happen.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry showed me, or it was Yo-Yo, and they recorded with Swans there as well, several
That's
albums,
right.
I think. And Larry had the most outrageous drum setup I've ever seen in photos I saw there, with like timpani and some drum hanging over him. It's really,
Michael,
Ingo captured it all.
I just had a cat on who did a number of years with Phil, did a lot of drumming for Swans.
Mm-hmm.
Puello, yeah, he was just on a couple of things ago, and I think being a drummer man for Michael is, you got to be up to it. And in fact, Larry's doing another tour with him.
Yeah, I think they were out now.
Yeah, they are, but there's another, maybe it's another leg, but it's some big monster long tour.
Yeah, I haven't seen Larry for a long time because he's been on tour constantly.
Well, he was helping Nick Cave in the Bad Seeds.
Exactly, yeah.
And he was over here doing that stuff up in the city with the Twin Peaks stuff. You know, he's a busy man. Busy man.
Yeah, definitely. The definition of a busy man.
But creative. Good busy. Not bad busy.
Yeah.
Look, here's some more from... No. This is Exodus when you were still Kim Bob
and Kessner. That's the original
and
version.
And this is featuring Hannah Moule. Like a muscle, we call them muscles, right? Moules. I know this in Belgium, right?
Yeah, she's from a band called the Moulettes, so she started calling herself
Moule. Muscles. Yeah. And they're really good there in Belgium. They're good everywhere. I love them. Here, let's listen.
Yeah.
Sterne zu fliehen, das haben sie gefunden, mit Mitteln und Thank you. Thank you. Vor dem Denken kommt das Sehnen. Freude, schöner Götterfunken. Tochter Orphelion, wir betreten Feuertrunken. Himmlische, ein Heiligtum. Deine Zauber finden wieder, was die Mode streng. Menschen werden bunter, wo dein sanfter Flügel weilt. Freude, schöne Götterfunke, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir betreten feuertrunken, himmlische, dein Heiligtum. Deine Zauber binden wieder, was die Mode streng geteilt. Alle Menschen werden Brüder, wo dein sanfter Flügel weilt.
Pedro Show, that chunk of music started off with Kimbom and Kestner featuring Hannah Mule. But it's muscles, people. But not like in your arm, the shellfish. And sometimes of the year you can't chow them because bacteria. Yeah. We got, what's it called? Red Tide or something. Then we had brand new from Cork Convoy and Pure Lake, In the Dust and the Haze. Now, this is one of the members of Joy. They were on the show last week. Outer Transmissions, Joshua Tree, Desert People. St. Abdullah and Jason Nazary with Being Lovesick is My Trend. BXMR, this is Brother Bruno out of Rotterdam. Freeling, great bassman. Muskeg Mudsuck out of Anchorage, Alaska. Double stops for boating. No double stops, people. Just for a tune, not your entire life. Vamos Prendan, Lard River. I think that's the name of the record it's from. God, they're putting out a lot of stuff. And then Kimbom and Kestner again, doing Hydra this time. And this has got to connect, too. This features Angela Winkler. So, enlighten us, Brother Fred.
Yeah, Angela Winkler, who just mentioned, she is a wonderful actress. She's, I think she's 80 by now. She was in that film, The Tin Drum. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, yeah. The little boy.
She played a mother that.
Yeah, very Inconvenient Truths.
Now, yeah.
The cat chokes on his party pin, right?
Yeah, it's a crazy film. I haven't seen it in some time, but I've seen her in the theater, and I got to know her through my film music partner, Kim von Brandenburg. Yeah, exactly. It's Gunter Grass's novel, the film is. Yeah. But the connection there is with those two tracks is that they're from the last Kimbom and Kestner album from 2022. And they are both kind of a little bit, that Hydra, I think, is a little bit a Red Largo blueprint before we actually had formed the band Red Largo, because it's with those two guys. It's Andreas on bass clarinet, Andreas Dorman, and Chris Farr on drums. And it's kind of more of a vibe and an atmosphere than actually a song or tune. And I remember we were recording bass clarinet with Andreas, and we just said, can you just improvise something over this whole track? And he did. And that's, I think back on it now, that is kind of a little bit what we're doing now. But back then it was for the Kimbom and Kestner album, and now it's a new band that's got it kind of taken that more wild instrumental direction and left the words behind. Anyway.
Andreas, bass clarinet, is he into Eric Dolphy?
Yeah, he's playing like all the low reeds, the low, not the low reed, the low reed instruments. I'm not sure, actually, what his main influences are.
Well, I asked that because Eric Dolphy, I think, actually passed away in Berlin. Mm-hmm. Now, this man was straight, but the club owner thought he was a fucked up junkie. He actually had diabetes, didn't know it, went into a coma.
Oh, wow.
Died in the back. Yeah, he could, didn't get the right medical, you know.
Oh,
just didn't know, you know. In those days, especially the, that community, black community. Ivan Julian was telling me when he was on the show, you didn't go to the doctor unless you were sick, so you didn't know, you know.
Oh, but, wow.
Big inspiration I read, you know, because I've read a lot of books on John Coltrane, and John Coltrane loved Eric Dolphy. In fact, when you see pictures of him holding that flute, along with his bass clarinet, Eric Dolphy's mother gave to John Coltrane when he passed away.
Oh, wow.
Really hit him hard. But anyway, and they used to do like 10-hour pracs together, you know, with a jar of honey. You know, the guy, if he knew about the diabetes, he wouldn't have been doing the honey, but.
Oh, well, and that's hard as well. That's what I realized with Andreas. You know, I don't play any horns of any kind. I'm a string person.
Well, so I was going to say was, though, his inspiration.
Yeah.
Birds. In fact, his, you know, he grew up in Watts here, and his pop made a prac pad for him in the backyard. Just shows the go, you know.
Yeah, and it's demand. I mean, it's hard work to sit and blow a horn for 10 hours. It's,
but you know what? Birds seem like a good kind of inspiration. And see, a lot of people bummed on that because, you know, the intervals, they're not man-made. They're not from Johann Sebastian Bach, right? Anyway, it's just a trip. The way to me, it's all music, and it all informs each other. So I was just a little curious, And it's good to have a guy working a different thing than you because you both expand your vocabularies, right, when you collab.
Definitely, and I always had a thing for the, you know, the lower, I like the cello, bass, clarinet. I always like the lower register of any sort of instrument.
Well, you told me you got a fucking bass guitar.
Yeah, I do. I play bass in Red Largo as well, you know.
Yeah, so I remember when you were looking for one, right? You have some deal presented itself or something.
Yeah, exactly. I got a Gibson SG, which, of course, as you say, the old ones were better, and I'm sure they are.
Well, they weren't called SGs. Only the guitars.
Exactly,
were.
But EB,
yeah,
EB3,
right.
Because
you know what SG stands for.
Oh yeah, you told me, which I didn't know before. What was it?
Because they were called Les Pauls, and Les Paul didn't like them, so they changed the name to Second Generation. Also, he was going through a divorce, and he didn't want any assets. I met him. He told me this whole story. I just saw him decide my bass, but he talked to me for like 2 hours. The other two guys in his bands were looking at me like, you motherfucker. But I just, I came in during a sound check. He's playing nearby in Torrance, and it was a Les Paul signature bass. I thought, why not get a signature? And he told me about all kinds of shit, sound on sound recording. He kind of invented with Mary Ford, building the echo chambers for the Capitol Studio up in Hollywood, and how they forgot to put him in, so he made him dig up the fucking parking lot. How he got in a car wreck, and his arm had to be set a certain way. He said, "Set it so I can play guitar." That's why he always had that angle. Made his own picks by just scraping plastic up against stucco walls and stuff. He's quite a character.
Beautiful. Yeah, crazy innovator as well.
Absolutely. We owe him lots, I think all of us. And nowadays I think they do call that bass the SG bass. But in the old days, yeah, electric bass, EB1, EB2. And you're talking about like EB3, EBO. About 1961, they got that look. In fact, I played in 61. Get this. The 61 EB3 I played was actually Jack Bruce. I played the fucking Green bass. One day I got to tell you that story, but can't do it now because we're at the end of the first hour, April 8, 2024 edition of Waff Pedro Show. Special guest, Fred Kimbaum. Hold tight for hour two. April 8, 2024. It's the second hour of Waff Pedro Show.
forgotten place. Clean down the wall, it longs to be found, longs to be found, longs to be found.
For Pedro Show, start off the second hour with Red Largo doing the X. And we had Eli Winter out of Chicago with For a Chisos Blue Bonnet. And then Fred Kimbaum with Oil. Okay, the X. This is quite a baby, man. This
yeah, it's a long, a tall, a long baby.
Yeah, that's all yeah. Right.
Yeah, that was actually improvised at the when we recorded the at Candy Bomber, like I mentioned, we had, you know, this music to do for the theater production. And when we had done all that, we realized, oh, we got an hour studio time left. So then we thought, what do? We record something. And then Sonja Kestner, she was kind of, she only plays flute on the album, but she was really important in the production, developing and the music. And now she also does all the key, the harmonium parts and stuff live. But then she just said, make a sound like rain. So
Chris, kind of like direction.
Yeah, exactly. And then he started with this little brushes, but then he grew into this kind of drone rock monster that we didn't know. 24 minutes it was when we recorded it, then I cut it down to 18, you know, sort of a radio-friendly length.
Yeah, yeah. Or one side of a vinyl.
Yeah, exactly. It's what quite beyond on the record.
But ain't that, what do we call that? We call that a fortunate accident, right? You just didn't know it was going to evolve into that.
Yeah.
So and that's the thing. And, you know, Larry's really good at this. So is Ingo. They set up situations so potentially shit like that can happen.
Yeah, and that's why I love, where one of many reasons I love recording with Ingo is that you feel so comfortable there, you know, and he's so invisibly ready for anything. You know, while you set up all your stuff, you realize that he is ready to go without you even noticing that he was preparing as well. And you just feel relaxed. You never look at the time and say, oh, shit, how much time have I got left? You know, you just sort of... It's a very comfortable working place and
absolutely
inspiring.
I've always dug it every time I went there, being with him. And it was always with Larry, but down that hallway, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a trip. I can hear myself walking down that hallway right now. Tell me about this tune, Oil.
Yeah, that's from an album I did. That's also called Oil. That was recorded in. It came out, I think, 2014.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if we played some of that when you were on the show before.
Maybe it was actually before we got to know each other.
Actually. No, because the last Stooges gig was September 29th, 2013. So if you're saying 2014.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was around time. It was recorded a bit, like 2012, I think. Yeah, but that was an album I did that was recorded all to tape and mixed all to tape. But then, unfortunately, it only came out on CD. But and it's not on all the streaming services right now. I need to ask the guy who has the label to sort that out. But it was also a quite special album. But I think now, you know, it's kind of a heartbroken, sad, slow album. So I haven't listened to it for a long time. I'm just some more tracks.
This tune I'm going to play next, Pawn Queen King. Is it from the same record?
That's from a later one.
Okay.
When I did an album that was only lap steel and pump organ, the whole album.
I know, yeah. I know we played a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, that I came to talk about, I think. Yeah.
Okay, let's listen, Fred.
Those who can supply material for your ladder to the sky. Stalk them quietly while pretending that you just happen to walk by. Whisper in their ear the words they like to hear while keeping your cool. Guide and steer them to get near them and their precious tools. She is queen and so she has position and a favor people seek. She can't hear what they think, only what they speak. Their lips make pretty shapes, but what escapes them when she's there is not the truth. Eyes all of their own pleasing skills they own, as reliable as youth. Oh, oh, oh. His freaks come out in force to see him sway and hear him sing. What's the matter if he does it well or not? To them he is the king. And rather than admit he sometimes thinks all the quiet boys proclaim. Guest list and at his table they remain. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. Start that chunk off with Fred Kimbom doing Pawn Queen King. RDKPL after that with 230619_03. Might have been the third tune that day. That's what I'm guessing. I use that time code thing. Year, month, day. Gold Dime after that with Wasted Wanted. Tam out of Montreal with The Sun in September. Ray Shin, Tahoe, Last Looks. Finally, Kimbom Brandenburg, your duet. Nolendorf Neptune. Okay. There's a great quote from Giuseppe Garibaldi where he said, you know, Bacchus probably drowned more sailors than Neptune. 464 days, no alcohol for why. It's been tough. It's a 50-year shift I pulled on that stuff. It's tough. Okay. Enlighten us to this Kimbom Brandenburg. This has nothing to do with Red Largo?
Not directly, no, but it's also kind of, it's film music. I mean, we did...
you two guys are involved, yeah, of course.
And Red Largo is kind of also, well, we hope it will get into some films, because everyone says, oh, that would be so great in a film. And
what do you mean? Play live?
Maybe make music for a film, or if someone just wants
to... Oh, you're talking about, cinematic.
Red Largo, but Kimbom Brandenburg is a... pure film. We make music for a number of films.
Yes,
together.
But you guys also do gigs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do occasionally. He's a pianist, great guy. He worked a lot with Robert Wilson, the theater director from Tom Waits. What's it called? Black Rider.
Of course. You know, I play in MSSV with Mike Begetta, and the drummer man is Steve Hodges. Hodges did a lot of Tom Waits and John Hammond. And, in fact, he played, before the wall came down, he played Berlin with Tom Waits. He was telling us some on the last tour we did about these gigs. And small world, Fred, the way people are connected, man.
But I think it's quite funny because Hans-Johan Brandenburg is my partner in the film project. And I was quite impressed that by the time I was a teenager playing metal, he was... making theater music with Tom Waits. I thought it was quite fun. He's a couple of years older than me.
Yeah, well, that's what time's for, to make sure everything doesn't happen at the same moment.
Exactly. Then you meet further down the line and do something together.
Because the whole idea of time, sometimes people debate, but there is this causality thing. It's kind of hard to make it go back both ways. And tell me about this tune, Nolendorf Neptune.
Yeah, that was actually the first thing we recorded together. It's a little bit similar to the story with the ex, because basically we met because he was doing the Robert Wilson
People were talking about the tune, the ex, not the Dutch band.
Yeah, exactly. The tune, the ex, that was early on.
You know, those cats are still together. They're still playing. It's beautiful. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
Basically, he was the musical director of the Three Penny Opera with the Robert Wilson.
Kurt Weill.
Yeah, exactly. So they play that music, and I just loved it so much. Well, I loved that music for a long time, but I loved the performance.
You know what the first thing I heard from that? My mom got the first Doors album when we came out to California from Virginia. And there's,
Show me the way.
Yeah, if they call it Alabama songers. And, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. And I thought, for a rock and roll band, I was still, 9 years old or something. And I was like, fuck, what the fuck is this about? But then, that was a clue. Hey, Watt, music is music. Don't worry about that genre shit, because it's bullshit anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
That's right.
So you run into him, Mr. Brandenburg.
Yeah, because I thought it was so cool that it was lap steel and harmonium or pump organ in the original Kurt Weill score. So we got talking about that, and then he heard some of music and liked it. So we said, let's have a coffee, and then he said, let's have a session. And then we just met up, and then we recorded that. That was the first thing we did, actually, that recording. And that was also a long one. That was also like 20 minutes, but it's edited down more. But it was also something that just happened in a room.
You know, most writers use an editor. William Faulkner hated it, but then he had like paragraph sentences. You know, a carpenter says, right, measure twice, cut once. So maybe it's all right to go start. It's better than having be lacking, right? Having too much.
Yeah, I've become quite good at editing after all these years. There was a lot of it required on that one. But right. Yeah, I built up my studio quite a lot since we spoke last time. I'm doing mastering and stuff for other people here.
You mentioned some of that in an email to me. How's that going?
Good. I just got a really nice, I got some really nice hardware here by now, and I mixed and mastered the Red Largo album myself as well.
I got to tell you, Fred, my opinion, the worst thing about the new days is the way a lot of cats think they're doing good mastering. It's all this brick wall bullshit with no dynamic. You can't breathe.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Okay, you know about this dilemma. Man, I hear it on acoustic music.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when you do mastering, you keep an eye on, you know, the values and how loud things are. And sometimes when you check how loud some albums are mastered now, it can be like a acoustic song, and it's as loud as, like, the most pushed Metallica song.
What's it called, a K-scale?
Numbers.
Because they used it for television and shit like this, you know, it was to get broadcast, you know, so the commercials didn't, like, knock you out of your fucking couch. So, but they still do anyway, but this thing where everything's got to sound like K-Rock, you know, like Papa Roach or something, you know, fuck, give me a break. And it, you know what? It fatigues your ears. It just hurts you after a while. I hate to be a complainer, but there is an art to mastering it. And I'm glad there's somebody who's musical like you getting involved with something like this.
Really, it's a really fascinating process. It was during the COVID pandemic when you know, you couldn't play any shows or anything, and I was working on an album. I thought, I'll mix it myself. And then I got into mastering, and it sort of demystified itself. And
there's been records ruined. There's been records ruined. I don't know if you've ever heard the first Lou Reed album. This is in the early 70s, and the master ruined it. Yeah. It was called Ocean, right? Ocean. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, April 8th, 2024. This is Watt Peter Show special guest, Fred Kimball, Hotel Fire 3.
I listened to your last album recently here on my... I bought a better record player, and since then I've been listening loads to my vinyl collection, and then you came out there as well, of course.
Oh, great.
Love it.
April 8th, 2024. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro show start off the third hour, well, with a little spiel. Fred's got a new record player, people. No, Kim Baum and Brandenburg again, that duet that we've been hearing a lot about. Madam Vega goes out for cocktails. And then we had Brendan Etter and Samo with Discovery at the beach. Mr. Ocean. Yeah, he spelled it wrong. Something got corrupted. Mr. Ocean. And Return to Rapeka. This is Viactis Coros featuring Corypheus David De La Croce. And then Kim Baum, Brandenburg, Madam Vega at the fairground. Okay. So we're following Madam Vega around, right?
Yeah.
Enlighten us, Fred.
Yeah, Madam Vega is actually, it's a Vega lap steel I have from 1939 that is a real kind of Art Deco masterpiece. I mean, it was kind of a Rolls Royce lap steel back then. It looks like nothing else. And for the Kim and Brandenburg project, I brought it along just to show it to him, and then we realized it actually sounded really nice with his grand piano, his Bechstein there.
Yeah.
And I came up with songs that were like a little bit tongue-in-cheeky, I wouldn't say funny, but, you know, were a bit light.
Ironic?
With a serious intent anyway, you know, but then they had a certain character, so we started calling them Madame Vega, does this or that at the fairground, or goes out for cocktails, or her Cuban dream, or
do you
stuff
guys
like
say,
that. So,
do you use this expression over there, black humor? I remember asking my mother about this word when I was a boy. She said, Michael Watt, I remember because they were talking about the second Blue Oyster Cult album being black humor. And, what is this, Ma? She goes, Michael Watt, I want you to read Catch 22 by Joe Heller. So it was like, whoa. It's kind of funny, but not fun. You know, like, what was the Slaughterhouse Five? Mr.
Vonnegut.
Vonnegut, yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's funny, not funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with this product, with those, that was all, those, well, the second one, the Cocktails one, was in the film as well. But it was not made as to be funny, but it was like music that you thought maybe, can we have it like this, or is it silly? But no, it was meant seriously, but it's still a little bit, I don't know, hard to explain.
but it can really define a moment in cinema, right? There's something about music. In fact, you know what I found that does really good soundtracks? Is drummers. Like Martinez, right? He was on the last Cabin Beefheart album, never got to do a gig with him, did a video, and that was it. Ice Cream for Crows. But he's really done a lot. And I was talking to Perk about this on this Porno for Pyro tour. And there's some, I think, a drummer's sensibilities. But maybe you got it, too, doing the slide, you know, where you have to aid and abet. And so you get a
very
different kind of perspective. Yeah.
You can follow the movements quite instantly. And but speaking of drummer, as our drummer in Red Largo now, Chris Farr, he's amazing musical drummer, you know, he has so many great ideas for arranging and the taste, how he plays things. I think there can be many sides to a drummer.
I think we got to bring him in more and more. I mean, we've been using this rhythm music and kind of been in denial, putting them in the back, having this stereotype, they're stupid, they're not really musicians. This is ridiculous. Chico Hamilton couldn't even get songwriting credit. Why? Because the notes are a little short? All right. Fucked up. It's
I think things like, what is it, Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, you know, that Steve Gadd drum part?
Great drummer, Steve Gadd.
That's like half the song, I think.
What about the beginning of actually, they copped it from the Armed Forces radio in Berlin there, but the beginning of Lust for Life.
Yeah.
With Hut Sales, right? You know, right? Okay, what about this one here? This one's just credited to you. Kruma Lanka.
Yeah, it was also from the Lap Steel and Harmonium album that I did. And that was, it's with the baritone Weissenborn, you know, the acoustic Lap Steel, and my old Mannborg Harmonium, or pump organ, as you say in America, that I had standing right here. Here it is. Yeah, it's...
I think, is there another name for it, like the Portive?
Yeah, pump organ you usually say, or harmonium it's called. In,
okay.
In
I know,
British
you
English,
know who ended up on harmonium was Nico.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Apparently,
but I've heard this word port of, too. And like portable organ or something. Because people, you got to understand, in the old days, there wasn't electric motors. You had to work these things. Either have some young guys doing it with bellows or you doing it with your own arm.
Yeah, this
actually,
is
that's
the
what
feet,
an accordion's
you know?
Like, right?
Yeah, this is the bigger one where you pump with your feet. And this actually, the one I have here, that is like 117 years old. Mm-hmm. Been standing in Berlin through many times of history.
Yeah.
And it became such an important part of the Red Largo album. So it's on all the tracks. So we actually, I recorded it in stereo and sampled it and put it into a Nord Electro so we can carry that exact same sound to the stage as well. And it actually works. It's a compromise, of course, but you can't lug that thing around. So it's,
use the samples,
yeah.
Use the samples. Here we go.
Bad scenes, there were road away.
Squat for Pedro show. Last music for this edition. Frederick Kimbaum with Kruma Lanka. Then Tobin Sprout with Bad Scenes. El Kabong initiated by Al. Al Margolis out of Chester, New York. I did some El Kabong with him and Walter Ray. A couple of collabs. Beautiful cats. And finally, Red Largo with Ex Machina. I think I played this before, but I thought it was worth playing again.
Yeah, I think you were the first place people could hear it was on your show last summer, I think. So,
okay, so
I'm very thankful for your support.
Another summer later, people, you forgot, so you needed to hear it again. Now, let's. What about Red Largo plans? Red Largo plans? You've been telling me some kind of stuff.
Yeah, the nice thing is that the album has got some really nice reviews, and we just found out on Friday that it got nominated for this German Record Critics Award in three categories, which was a nice surprise. In rock and electronic and experimental, which I guess it has elements of too, and in crossover productions. So that's nice, you know, because there's so much music coming out, so there was, we of course think that the album, you know, we like the album, that's why we do this music, but it's nice when actually some people knows this is too out there in the world.
Do you have plans to bring it to people live?
Yeah, definitely. We've done some shows and it's been really great actually, but we need to book more, and that's kind
now,
of
now let me ask about the gigs. Are the gigs like this stuff on the record, or are they their own thing because of the situation?
Yeah, we have lots of new material going already, but we also let a lot of things happen on the stage, which is, so we have a couple of songs for it, and the one you just played,
yeah.
and the one earlier in the show, Exodus, we have those with kind of, you could call it like stations in it. So we know when we get to that point, it has been a free part, we should finish it off like this, but otherwise it's very free, and we also play songs that are kind of just ideas in progress to see how they work, you know, so it's a mixture of more finished compositions and improvisational stuff from scratch, and also things that we're sort of working on. And it's been great response from the audiences here, so we just need to book shows now.
Maybe a tour?
If anybody is listening, yeah, a tour would be great.
And what about, you asked me for some contact. What about if people want to learn more via the internet, where can they go?
Yeah, there's like a link tree. So it's those links when it's like linktr.ee/Red Largo. So it's linktree Red Largo. If you just Google Red Largo on Bandcamp, the album is available.
Well, I'm not going to say that one company, because I'd rather say search engine, because, for example, if you want to find who's been on the Watt from Pedro show, that company you name won't show you. But if you use that other giant microshite, whatever, Bing thing, you will get that. So people, search engines, they're Kleenexes. Yeah. No, they're tissues. Kleenex is the name of a company.
Sorry, Mike. I actually don't use that one either here. I have another one on my computer as well. So it's just a slip of the tongue, because that's what everyone always says.
Ah, yeah, but we're going to fight that robot zombie stuff, right? try to. We just still say toilet paper.
Yeah.
Nobody's got a quarter of the market on that yet. But I look forward to all the music you do. So when you do get more, and I want to see how this Red Largo evolves, because obviously it's got legs, right?
Yeah, it turns out it has, which is great. And I will, you know, I can always send you some little previews, because you've been such a great supporter of all my projects, you know. So if you have something new that is kind of to see what people think, we can maybe do some little previews on the
absolutely, or some live shit when you're bringing this to the people.
Yeah, yeah. We actually have some live.
Especially, it sounds like the John Coltrane thing, where you don't play the same version the same way.
It's no, like, never.
Yeah. That's great. I'm way into it. And can't wait till the next time you're on, Fred. Anytime. Just let me know.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure.
Safe seas, brother. People, it's been the April 8th, 2024 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder up.